Radio Free Cybertron presents The Adventures of Rob Clay, Toy Detective. So a very interesting piece of new old information came out on Monday. That Titan's Return Leader Class Blaster test shot, the one that's mostly gray, you've probably seen it floating around, galleries on Weibo, which of course we reposted to tformers.com, it's up on eBay now. Not going to tell you where, don't like to advertise, you know, goods that fell off a truck, but if you really want to know, it's out there. But that's not the point. The point is that the seller noticed something that none of the rest of us had noticed up to now. The faceplate on the back of the Titan Master, Blaster's actual face, is different on that test shot than all the pictures we've seen and all the samples we've seen of Hasbro's Titan's Return Blaster. It's easiest to tell in the helmeted photos on the chin. It's hard to find photos where the helmet is pulled back so you can see the whole Titan Master. When you can, the top of the head is more rounded than this as well. This is very square. But the chin on Hasbro Blaster has like two sets of ridges, like a wider ridge and then like a kind of goatee sort of ridge in the middle. And every example from New York Comic Con forward has had this. The one that I saw at BotCon also had this, which you can tell from the photos that Melvar took at BotCon for us on Friday. Thanks again for that, Matt. And so this is a different face, but when you look at it, it's still very obviously a Blaster face. It's got the, for lack of a better word, cheekbones. The shape and placement of the eyes is right. So, what is this? Is it a canceled version of the head? Did they decide to go with a different sculpt for some reason? Did it fit inside the helmet better or something? I have a guess. And that guess is that this is actually a headmaster for Legends Series Twincast. If you've noticed, all the first wave Titans Return figures that were in the Headmasters, that being, well, Hardhead and Skullcruncher, they have new head sculpts for the Legend series in Japan to better match the animation. And I'm thinking that that's what this is, because if you look at it, there's something else that stands out about this on that test shot. That is the only piece on the entire test shot molded in bright yellow. What that probably means, no guarantees, because test shots can be, you know, whatever plastic is lying around in whatever, you know, configuration they want. Just whatever plastic they have available. But it probably means that that face was molded separately from the rest of the figure. Because there are no other yellow parts anywhere on that figure that I see, so it was probably run separately. And the best reason to do that would be if it was not, you know, part of the regular molding, if it was something added at a later date or that had to be run separately. So, yeah, I think with all the information we have, there is a very good chance that Takara Tomy is going to release this figure not as Blaster, but in his recolor as Twincast. Hopefully Takara Tomy will announce it soon and we'll find out, but with what we know at the moment, that is my best guess.